block. Habronik with a great up in the back row, and Friesendorf will get it across. Again, Kearney tries. Slide right side. Take him stuff. Ace block. Big 19, Taylor Johnson.
Tonight, it's a Tri-Cities battle from Grand Island as the Northwest Vikings welcome in the Kearney Bearcats. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Set right side. Here is Tremble to drive it across. Good dig in the back row by Frank. And Kruger takes it over. Rousseau with the pass to Applegate. Short set middle, terminated by Green. Fifth kill for Candace Green.
A young Kearney High team will be tested once again tonight by Northwest squad ranked number 4 in Class B. It's the Bearcats and the Vikings coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech pregame show. We'll take you live to Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Rosencrantz Gymnasium at Northwest High School in Grand Island for KKPR's continuing coverage of high school sports. Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. As we get ready for a battle between the Northwest Lady Vikings and the Kearney Bearcats. Kearney, young, a lot of new kids on this court, and they have faced some growing pains so far this season, off to a 3-8 start. For Grand Island Northwest, they continue to kind of click along, although they only play a couple of seniors in the lineup, and one of those is a libero. They got a lot of juniors, and not a lot of kids at Northwest are going to be going through as 3- and 4-year starters, although they have had a couple special kids here lately that have been able to do that. And Coach Diane Rose saying, you know, as long as our young kids keep coming along, I think we're going to be in good shape. She was very pleased the way they have been playing this year, especially Saturday, even in the loss to Grand Island Central Catholic, the best of three. They took them to 3 and battled them pretty strong, which many people believe one of the best teams, regardless of class, in the state. So they've been tested. They're 10-2 on the season. Their other loss to Lincoln Pius the 10th, another traditional rivalry game, as SCOTUS is to Central Catholic, Pius is to Grand Island Northwest. And so they've always had some good battles. Here in the city of Grand Island, where all three of the major programs are in good shape and all three hoping to make it in to the state tournament, which will be held here for the first time ever coming up in November. We'll take a break. We'll be back and look at the starting lineups between Kearney and Northwest after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, welcoming you back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings, and as always on the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Time now for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, your community bank. They invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. Kearney High is the visitor tonight, and here is their starting rotation. Up first is number 1, a 5'8 junior center, Sarah Applegate. Number 8 is a 5'9" senior outside hitter, Lauren Posota. Number 9 is a 6-foot sophomore middle blocker, Katie Higgins. She's followed in the rotation by number 18, 5'10" senior hitter, Keelan Tribble. Number 5 is a 5'9" senior outside hitter, Katie Smith. And number three is a six-foot junior middle blocker in Kaylee Furtig. The libero is Caitlin Steele, a 5'5 junior, wearing number four. Head coach of the Kearney Bearcats, Jason Owens, assisted by Jenny Surmeyer, Angie France, Jay Kicker, and Terry Reck. For Northwest, their opening server will be number 18, a junior right side hitter and center, Michaela Schimmer. Number 5 is a junior outside hitter, Tess Merrill. Number 16, senior middle hitter, Carney Keel. Number 17 is a junior right side hitter, Emily Jones. Number 1, defensive specialist senior, Kaylee Bachman. Number 21, a junior, Courtney Patterson, middle hitter. And the libero, number 32, is senior, Haley McNeilis. The head coach of the Northwest Lady Vikings, Diane Rose, assisted by Ann Purdy. Northwest is 10-2 on the season, ranked 4th in Class B. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, taking care of their customers one at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. And we'll be back with more on the new Tank C pregame show after this.
Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and also take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to Rosencrantz Gymnasium. A big thank you to Rocky Allman, the athletic director here, and all the fine folks at Grand Island Northwest High School. Glad to have you along with us. Here on the World Wide Web as well at KKPR.com, the Northwest Pep Band. How about a shout-out to them doing an outstanding job here tonight, getting the crowd fired up and ready for tonight's matchup. As we said, they come in at 10-2. Their losses to Grand Island Central Catholic and also to Lincoln Pius X. Some of their impressive wins. They've beaten Ogallala a couple of times this year. Ogallala 7-3. Two of their losses coming to Grand Island Northwest. They've beaten Waverly. They've beaten Omaha Scott. And they have beaten Holdridge as well, handing Holdridge their only loss of the season. For Kearney High, 3-8, their wins coming against North Platte last week at Hastings and also at Millard South. They actually split with Millard South in the Millard North invite where they played 6 matches over the weekend. So quite the job. Great job. Kearney High trying to get things going in the right direction. They're going to be on the road here at Northwest tonight. 1 week from tonight, they're at North Platte. And then they get to come home for Fremont and a triangular with Lincoln East and Norfolk. For Northwest, after tonight, 1 week from tonight, they'll be traveling to Aurora. And then on the 25th, they host their own Northwest tournament before heading to the Twin Cities tournament in John Club Clearing on the 1st and 2nd of October. More going on here. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of E-Tech Seed, your new leader. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes coming out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. And we will be back with the start of the match right after this.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman Main, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman Main, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
Come to the Nebraska Wedding Guides Fall Bridal Show this Sunday from noon to 4 in the old Hobby Lobby building in the Grand Island Mall. Visit the Roses for You booth for great ideas and plans. And remember that you can always visit rosesforyou.com 24 hours a day.
And they're rocking and rolling here, as reminded, Diane Rose, a Kearney High graduate, of course. Even throughout the year, she graduated here, so I'm sure if she was paying attention, a little red as they get ready to go here. So looking for some good volleyball, Northwest will start things out going from left to right in their gold uniforms with black shorts. And for the visiting Bearcats, they're wearing the blue uniforms, black shirts, and the white lettering. Glad you're along with us on this Tuesday night. Don't forget, on Thursday, more volleyball. We're going to head over to the Fort Kearney Conference for a triangular from Elwood. Elwood, Axtell, and Loomis. Axtell and Loomis both undefeated heading into tonight's action. Axtell had their triangular at home tonight with Shelton, the state-rated team, and Wilcox Hildreth. Then Friday, high school football here on KKPR. Overton is at Kennesaw, and on ESPN 1460, Cambridge will be at Kearney Catholic. It's the best of five in this duel, so we're guaranteed at least three sets here this evening. Let's see if Kearney High can get off to a good start. That's what they need. They need to get off to a good start against this powerful Northwest Viking ball club. So ready to get things underway. Kearney High has won the toss. They will serve it away first. Sarah Applegate to stand back there and do the serving. Both teams will start with their libero here in the ball game. And that for Northwest is McNeilis, and for Kearney, Caitlin Steele. So we're underway, ready to get things going. The whistle is blown, and Sarah Applegate fires it right down the left side. It's picked up there by Merrill. Here's the set to the outside, almost overset there. Keel will tip it across, leads this team in kills. On the outside, Kearney with the return, and Bachman with a dig in the back row for Northwest, who will take it over on the outside. No, they'll say it hit the net, was not blocked, and four hits called on Northwest. Kearney High with the first point of the match. It is very warm here tonight in Rosencrantz Gymnasium, something that if this match would happen to go on for a while, could be a factor. At Northwest wearing the long sleeves here in the net, called on Northwest. It's 2-0 Kearney. Sometimes those long sleeves can be a help. Sometimes on a night like this, they can make you sweat a little bit. Kearney High does go with the short sleeves here this evening. Applegate serves again. Outside attack by Northwest will be taken across there by Merrill. Kearney plays it up to the outside. Left side cut is tip of the net. And the attack here will put Northwest on the board. Lauren Pasota, who leads the team in kills, very close race there with the team top three in kills for Kearney High. Back to serve it away will be Michaela Schimmer for Northwest. Short set middle. Kearney jumps it across. Then the quick set gets Katie Higgins the first kill of the match. And Kearney High up 3-1 here in the opening set. On the side out, Lauren Pasota will go back and serve it away for the Bearcats. Pasota, solid volleyball player, as we said, leads the team in kills. As the serves across, set outside, here comes the left-handed swing down and good by Emily Jones. Jones will drop it down for the first kill here for Northwest, and it's now 3-2. Side out for Northwest and back to serve it, Tori Wieland, a senior back row specialist. And Wieland will fire it across. Picked up there by the libero, Steele. Set outside. Big swing on the outside. And it is in the net, called on Kearney High. It looks like maybe they stepped across the center line, coming off that vicious block that was set up on the double block outside by Northwest. And we are tied at 3. And Wieland to serve it away again. Picked up there by Katie Higgins. Set outside. The block in the middle. Ace block Northwest. A one-on-one big block thrown up by Kearney Keel. And it's 4-3. Northwest has taken their first lead early in game one. And serving it away again is Wheeler. She'll fire it deep middle. Picked up there by Steele. Set to the outside. Here comes the swing. That's going to be just off the back line by Katie Smith. They're looking for a tip. They're not going to get a tip, and it is a point for Northwest. So Northwest has rattled off four in a row, and they're up 5-3. Good play, but Kearney just missed. Just missed on the tip and couldn't have been more than a couple of inches off that back line. Serve comes across. They'll take it at Smith. Pass close to net. Set in the middle, and Kearney didn't get it over. Higgins was trying to just dump it over the single block, and the set might have been a little too high, or else she jumped too soon. One of those where they didn't match up. And Wieland will serve it away again. So Northwest a little run here now. Early in game one, 6-3. Deep serve in the corner. Smith will pick it up. Running after it to center Applegate. Keeps it in play from the 10-foot line. It's taken across by Smith. Northwest quick. Left-handed attack is blocked out of bounds. Killed. Ran out of Northwest. And Emily Jones with her second. Smith put up the block, but couldn't keep it on court. Five in a row for Wieland, and Northwest now up 7-3. And Torrey serves, cuts this a little more towards the middle. Caitlin Steele has it, sets it outside, dumped across by Smith. Good one arm up there by Shimmer, and it's taken across by Northwest. Got a rally going here as Carney will bring it up front. Standing spike is blocked up front, stays on the Northwest side, and then terminated by Emily Jones. Three kills for Jones, and there's a timeout. Coach Jason Owens wants to try and stop the run right here. Seven in a row by Northwest. We're in game one. The Vikings 8 and the Bearcats 3. We're back after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
And we are back here at Rosencrantz Gym. After the Kearney timeout, it's 8-3 Grand Island Northwest in game one. And Wieland back to serve it away again. She's got six in a row. It's handled by Steele. Short set right side. They'll get it, and the attack is down and good by Higgins. The six-foot middle attacker, Katie Higgins, gets her second kill and gets Kearney back on the board as Hertig will re-enter the ballgame for the Bearcats. Early in game number 2-1. And the serve by Kearney High. Caitlin Steele takes it across. It's an overpass, and Kearney will play it down. Katie Smith. Katie Smith goes up and takes advantage of the overpass, and Kearney gets two in a row, 8-5. See if the Bearcats can answer the Northwest run, get right back into game one, not give them too big of a lead early on. Serve to the back row, picked up there by McNeil's little barrel. Slide right side on the attack is Keel. Kearney digs. Off the net, the attack. Smith, and she blocks. It's blocked up front. Going to give that one to Emily Jones. She teamed up with Teal. Jones with the ace block, and it's 9-5. Back to serve it away. Will be Keel. With a four-point early lead here. Deep serve, but it's in. Played there by Applegate. Back middle. Set to the outside. Smith has to readjust. Good angle attack, and it's passed out of bounds. Giving the kill to Kearney. Katie Smith made something out of that one. And it's now 9-6. Northwest with the lead, and Teelan Trimble to serve it away. With a jump serve, Trimble. Not a lot of spin on that one. It's played to the back row by Wieland. Set outside. The attack is going to be deep that time from Friesendorf. But they say it was tipped and give Torrey the kill. So Friesendorf knocks it down, and it's 10-6. Northwest will rotate again. Jamie Rogers will come in and serve it. So Coach Rose continues to be able to play quite a few kids here. Service across, play to the back row by the Bearcats. Parker Strock is in the game. Outside attack, out and good by Fertig. Her first. So after that run that Northwest made, we've traded points. Kearney is able to keep it right around 3. On our sister station, the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Red Cloud and Silver Lake are playing tonight. And Red Cloud has won the first set, 25-22 over the Mustangs. Kearney to serve, and into the ball game, Josie Clark will fire it across. Here's the outside attack that's dug out there off the swing of Shimmer and pushed across. Opportunity Northwest. They go middle. The attack is going to be deep that time from Patterson, and point for Kearney. 10-8. And Clark will serve it away again. Josie, a 5'8 junior, flies that one into the corner. Picked up there by Bachman. Trouble. They can't get it. Bachman's pass was a little low. Rogers tried to keep it alive, but didn't get it up high enough, and Kearney set it to 1, 10-9. And Clark now to serve it away. Josie strong serve, takes it back corner again at Bachman. Here's the set by Rogers. Off the net, the big attack down and good by Shimmer. Michaela one of the tallest players on the court here for Northwest, able to get up above any block that Kearney tried to put on. And back to serve will be Bachman here for Grand Island Northwest. 11-9, Vikings lead it by two. Game one, we're in a duel tonight, so it's the best of five. Started at 5:30 with the freshman and the JV, and now you have got the varsity playing. Got started a little bit late. And now in the net's going to be called on Kearney High. Bearcats trying to set the block, touch the net, and it's 12-9 Northwest. Corey Whelan went back there and served six in a row and took Northwest from a 3-2 deficit to an 8-3 lead, and they've been hanging on to that since. Serves across, middle attack by the Bearcats. Is going to be off the tip for the kill. Fertig will get her second. Back into the ball game will be Katie Higgins. And to serve it away will be Kaylee Fertig. And the serve, fairly deep, but right down the middle and played there by McNeilis. And the attack is dug out by the Bearcats in the back row. They'll have to scramble and just pass it across there with Straka in the front row. Northwest going to get a swing on the outside, off the block by Merrill, and it's going to be down and good. Tess Merrill with her first kill. Northwest as we continue to kind of go back and forth here on the points. Courtney Patterson will go back in and serve it away here for Coach Diane Rose. Serving across to Smith, dumped across by the Bearcats. Sarah Applegate down and good. Sarah Applegate with a nice play. Back into the ball game, Trimble for the Bearcats, and Applegate will go back and serve. 13-11, Kearney trails by two. Across to Bachman. Here's the short set. The attack is blocked up front by Higgins. Northwest, good save, and a free ball put away by Higgins. Kearney started to celebrate, but Higgins kept her eye on the ball and saw that it was coming back over, and that'll be the third kill in the match for Katie Higgins. And it's a one-point game. Applegate to serve. Chance to tie it up midway through the opening set. And down the far side, it's picked up by Tess Merrill, and then miscommunication. The ball hits the floor. 13-13 on the Applegate service point. Now trying to get the lead back. They had it very briefly early, but it won't happen. Northwest goes quick outside to Kearney Keel, and Keena will get her first kill. Northwest up 14-13. You're on Classic Hits 98.9 in the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Doug Good with you on this Tuesday night. Back to serve it away is Shimmer for the Vikings. Overpass and a quick swing. Got it good by Northwest. Tess Merrill took advantage of the Bearcat overpass. And they're right back up by two, 15-13. Good, strong serve by Shimmer. Outside of Whelan back there, Northwest hasn't done a whole lot of scoring on their serve. And trying to change that here is Michaela. Cross it goes to Smith. Here is the set by Lauren Posota. Outside Trimble goes far corner. Buckman got a hand on it. Overpass Northwest. Free ball is tipped over and in the net on Kearney. Kearney had the free ball and they were too close. They were getting ready to set up the block and then it came over early and they ran the arm into the net. 16-13 Vikes. And the serve hits the net, falls over. Kearney overpass. Free ball termination. Quick one there again by Tess Merrill. And that was just a fortunate break for Northwest, a bad break for Kearney. That's the one that hits the tape and barely falls over. Steele had to dive for it and send it right into the free. And an ace serve, our first ace serve. And another timeout will be taken here by Kearney High. So just as they battled back to tie it at 13, Northwest has rattled off five in a row. And in game one, it's Grand Island Northwest 18, Kearney 13. You're listening to High School Volleyball on KKPR.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
And And welcome back to Rosencrantz Gymnasium here in Grand Island. Doug Duda with you on Classic Hits 98.9. Husker Harvest Day is going on just outside of Grand Island. A big hello to all those that are in town for the next few days. As Carney out of the timeout on serve receive will take the attack outside. Posada's blocked, but they dig it out. Posada sets it across. Northwest sets to the outside. Merrill drives it through the double block for the kill. And Tess is having a good run through the front row this time. The junior now has four kills. And Northwest has their biggest lead at 6 points, 19-13. Still serving is Michaela Schimmer, looking for five in a row. Here's an overpass right back to Northwest. Schimmer with a set. Left-handed attack will be taken across by Jones. Not much on it. Carney with the dig. Right side, Trimble, and into the net it goes. And this has kind of been the problem for the Bearcats all season long. They can battle with you, but boy, it just takes one rotation and a couple of mistakes. An ace serve in there, and the opponent puts three or four quick ones on you, and that's what's happening here. Northwest doing it the second time in this set. Trimble will roll it into the back row where it's picked up by Bachman. Short set, middle, quick attack down, and good. Carney Keel, her second. And Northwest now has scored eight in a row to take a 21-13 lead here in the opening set. Earlier, Whelan served six in a row. Now Schimmer has served six in a row. And looking for seven. Good top spin, hit the net. That popped it up. Carney plays. Middle attack. Higgins blocked. Higgins is blocked on the outside by Carney Keel. Helping her out there was Tess Merrill. And now Northwest looks like they're about ready to close out game number one. 22-13 after Carney battled them through the first half. Tied at 13. And the serve. This one, another good serve just across Castile. Outside attack, Trimble goes near corner. Good dig there by McNeilis. Outside swing, Northwest this time is out of bounds. They look for a tip. And no, in the net, called on Carney. So no tip. The ball was deep, but Carney was in the net. And the error makes it 23-13. 10 in a row here for Northwest. And the next serve again. Steele, close to the net, kept out of there by Applegate, sent across by Higgins. Northwest will scramble to get it back over, pass it over, free ball Carney, and then they pass, make a bad pass, and they've got to set it across as well. So Northwest with the advantage, short set middle, tipped across right there is Pessoa. Tipped back over Applegate, Northwest is ready. Outside attack, a lot of tipping, and finally in the net, and another in the net on Carney. Boy, what is that, four in the game on the Bearcats? And it is now set point for Northwest. Schimmer keeps putting those serves in. 24-13, trying to finish it with 12 in a row. Overpass in the net. It's an ace serve, and that's how game number one will end. So just when it looked like the Bearcats had got something going, Northwest sent Michaela Schimmer back there, and she finishes off with 10 straight from the service line. And Northwest wins it 25-13. Well, we will take a break and be back with the numbers in game one. Get you set for the second set in 1 minute on KKPR.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
Design life. Begin here at Floor to Ceiling. Countertops, cabinetry, every kind of flooring. Whatever you imagine for your home, our showroom has it all. Floor to Ceiling. Design life. Begin here. West Highway 30, Grand Island.
Doug Duda back with you here on KKPR. Let's take a look at some of the numbers from the opening set. First of all, for Kearney High, Sarah Applegate had four service points and one kill. Kaylee Furtick, two kills. Caitlin Steele had a service point. Katie Smith, two kills. Katie Higgins, three kills. And Chelsea Clark had two service points. Kearney had eight kills, no ace blocks, and no ace serves. For Northwest, Kaylee Bachman, one service point. Corey Whelan, six service points. Tess Merrill, 4 kills. Tori Friesendorf had a kill. Carney Keel, 2 ace blocks, 2 kills. Emily Jones, an ace block, 3 kills. Michaela Schimmer, 11 service points. 2 of them were aces and 1 kill. Hyatt Northwest for 11 kills, 3 ace blocks, and 2 ace serves. They score the final 12 points to win Game 1, 25-13 over the Bearcats. We're back with set 2 in this best-of-5 duel after this timeout on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. As we get ready to start the second set, and the same gal that's ended the first, Michaela Schimmer, will go back there and start the second. How long can she stay back there? She had 11 in a row to end the last set. Carney trying to end it quickly. Higgins takes it across. There's the dig, and Northwest will bring it across softly to the back row. Picked up there. Bearcats go to Higgins. Great swing, but a great dig by Bachman. Now the left-handed kill down and good by Emily Jones. What a dig by Kaylee Bachman to keep that point alive for Northwest, and they get the first point of Game 2. Key to keep this run going for Schimmer is just put that serve in, and now out of rotation is called on Carney. And that will go as an ace serve for Schimmer. That's her third. She's got all three for Carney. And she'll try it again. Schimmer, just one step, fires. Nothing too overly dramatic about it. Picked up there by Steele, set to the outside. Rolled over by Higgins. Played to the back row by McNeela. Outside attack by Merrill off the single block. Carney picks it up back row with Smith. Outside attack with Soda. Drives it over in Northwest with the dig. Merrill will get it back on the outside. She'll take it down the near side. Good up there by Trimble, and it's passed across out of the back row by Steele. All the way into the Northwest back row. Good pass. Middle attack is tipped down and good off the block for the kill. By number 16, Carney Keel, her third. 3-0 Northwest. Three in a row here, and finally, a service error. That's the first one of the match by either team, and that snaps a run of 14 straight points dating back to the last game for Northwest Michaela Schimmer. Now let's see if Carney can wipe that out and get going here in Game 2. Applegate will serve it across. Picked up down the middle and set to the middle. Attack is a soft one across by Keel. Carney plays middle. Trimble over the block. Dig back row. Stays there off Bachman. And Bachman will have to punch it across. Picked in from the back row by Smith. Set outside Carney. Good look for Soto, but she's blocked, and it's in. Ace block up front by number 17, Emily Jones. She had help with Carney Keel. And it's 4-1. Northwest will send Bachman back to serve it away. Northwest won the opening game 25-13. We're in Game 2 of the best of 5. Northwest 10-2, ranked number 4 in the state and in the top 10 all class. Outside attack is going to be taken across there by Persona. Northwest again goes to the left-handed kill of Emily Jones, and she'll have her team high fifth. 5-1 Northwest, and there's Tori Whelan back there. She scored 6 in a row from that service line in Game 1 to give Northwest the lead. Carney battled back the tie to 13, but then Northwest didn't let them score again. There's Trimble on the outside. She's blocked, and another ace block going to be registered this time by Keel, her third. 6-1 Northwest. Not the path that Coach Jason Owens was hoping to see here to start off Game 2. They've got to find a little bit of what they had going midway through Game 1. Serve across, passed all the way back over, and just out of bounds. It's going to go as an ace serve here for Tori Whelan, and then a timeout called by Carney High. So Northwest has scored 19 of the last 20 points, and Carney's got to find a way to get this thing turned around, or it's going to be a short night. 7-1, Game 2, Northwest. We'll be back after this.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West.
You gotta go eggwest.com. Go eggwest.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Come to the Nebraska Wedding Guides Fall Bridal Show this Sunday from noon to 4 in the old Hobby Lobby building in the Grand Island Mall. Visit the Roses for You booth for great ideas and plans. And remember that you can always visit rosesforyou.com 24 hours a day.
And back to action as Whelan serves it across. Kearney tries to soft and puts it into the net here. So an attack error. It is 8-1 Northwest after winning the first set 25-13. Serve is strong down the middle to Smith. Overpass above the net and a free ball tip down for Emily Jones. And Kearney High now trails 9-1. Coach Jason Owens talking with Lauren Persona, asking something. Trying just to get the ball back on their side. Deep serve, but Smith is able to play it. Applegate set. Higgins drives it into the double block, and a lift will be called. Good swing by Katie Higgins. And Kearney High finally gets the ball back here. And back to serve it away will be Lauren Persona. 9-2 Northwest, game two. And Persona's serve. Cuts it into the corner. Pass close to the net. But Northwest handle and the attack. Big quick swing by Keel. Nice up in the back row by Persona. And the attack by Smith is across. Good dig there by McNeilis. And the swing across. Kearney High has an opportunity. Applegate quick to Higgins. Back dig in the back row by Whelan. It's still alive. Northwest to the outside. Friesendorf. Dig by the Bearcats. They'll set outside for Smith. Near side attack is out of bounds. Point Northwest. It's a good rally there. Right now, Northwest is winning all of those rallies. And they are up by a score of 10-2. And back to serve it away will be Kearney Keel, one of the top players on this Northwest ball club. We'll have a score update in just a moment to serve. Kearney passes it close to the net and couldn't keep out of the net. Applegate tried to dig it out of the net and make contact. So an ace serve over there for Kearney Keel. Red Cloud leads Silver Lake 2-0. They won the second set 25-23 after taking the first set 25-22. That is currently airing on the Breeze 94.5. Serve across, and now Trimble off the quick will be able to knock it down and get her first kill of the match. 11-3. And back to serve it away for the Bearcats will be the libero, Caitlin Steele. Slide Northwest. Driving it through there is Patterson. Kearney able to pick it out of their own net. And Northwest will set to the outside. Here's Priesendorf out and good. Torrey with her second kill. 12-3. Glad you're along with us tonight on Classic Hits 98.9. Back to serve it away for Northwest will be number 3, Jamie Rogers. And the serve by Rogers goes into the corner, is picked up there by Steele. Pass to the outside, Trimble drives it nicely, but again in the back row, the libero McNeilis with the up, and now an ace block by Kearney High. Give it to Higgins on the Friesendorf attack. Katie Higgins with her first ace block of the match for Kearney High. And now Teelan Trimble will go back and serve it away. And the jump serve is dug out back row, McNeilis passed up front. Here is Shimmer, and she's blocked. Going to give the ace block that time to the Bearcats, Kaylee Fertig. And back-to-back blocks gets them up on number 5, 12-5. Trimble again with a jump serve. This one right back at McNeilis. Here is the set by Rogers. Outside attack, Shimmer, and a little facial there for Trimble as it went right through the hand. So kill number 2 for Michaela Shimmer. And it's 13-5 Northwest after winning the first game 25-13. If you're just joining us, Northwest scored the last 12 points of game one after we were tied at 13. To make it look maybe a little more of a blowout than it really was, Kaylee Bachman will serve it away. Takes it at Persona. Scramble. Nice job by Applegate. Keep it across. Across the Northwest. Middle attack off the Kearney block is down and good for Courtney Patterson. Patterson with her first kill. And the Vikes are up by 9. 14-5. Northwest already with 12 matches under their belt They get to slow down a little bit with just two matches here in the next week and a half, including tonight and then next week against Aurora. And there's a kill for the outside. Fertig with her third kill of the night. Kearney High gets the ball back. Side outing a little bit more right here. Towel goes out. Yes, it is warm, so a little perspiration out there for the ladies. And back to serve it away will be Josie Clark. She got a couple of points on serve in the first game. Clark serves across, picked up the back row by Merrill. Slide right side, punched over there by Patterson. Opportunity for the Bearcats. Set middle and a big drive down and good by Fertig, her fourth. 14-7. And Josie Clark will serve again. You're listening to High School Volleyball on your sports leader in the Tri-Cities. Classic hits, 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, and Wood River, and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. The service across and handled there by Merrill. Set outside. Here's Shimmer. Big swing. Big block. Ball still alive after the first take block. Shimmer tries again. And over the block this time, the dig is made by Persona. Applegate dumps it over. A one-timer set back across by Patterson, and Kearney couldn't return the favor. They dump it into the net. Good alert defensive play by Courtney Patterson. And it's 15-7 Northwest. Back to serve it away will be Patterson. Trying to extend this Northwest lead in game two. Serve is spinning right down the right sideline. Picked up there in the set to Posada. Off the double block for the kill. Lauren Posada, that is her first kill of this match. One of the three leading attackers for Kearney has the most kills. And back to serve it away is Kaylee Fertig. Drives it across far corner to Merrill. Set midcourt and rolled across there by Keel. Kearney has it in the back row. 10-foot line attack. They set it in the back row with Posada. Northwest back set. Shimmer takes it back middle. Big made by Smith of the Bearcats. Back row attack here for Kearney. And it's driven across by Straka. Northwest will play. Outside Merrill comes near side and gets the kill. Tess Merrill, her first kill of this game. Fifth of the match. And Northwest has doubled up the Bearcats here. 16-8. In game two, they're already up one game to none. And back to serve it away will be Michaela Shimmer, and into the net. Earlier, she served that long run to end game one. Then she started this set with three in a row. And now the last two serves have been errors. Sarah Applegate now back to serve it away here for Kearney High. Trailing 16-9. Over to McNeilis, set for the outside. Here's that left-handed swing of Jones. It's blocked this time. They'll try her again. Off the block, it's picked up by Posada. Set it back to Lauren from the 10-foot line. She got that one high in the air. It floats into the back row. Here is Merrill for Northwest, and that attack is deep. One of the very few attack errors we've seen from Northwest here tonight. And Kearney High now cuts it to 6, 16-10. And Applegate to serve. That is just the third point on serve of this game for Kearney. Deep serve, but well placed in the corner to Bachman. Set right side. Merrill didn't think it was coming to her and ended up punching it into the net. So back-to-back attack errors here for Northwest. And it is 16-11. Applegate to serve again. Sarah floats it across. Back row. Slide right side. There's a powerful swing by Kearney Keel. That is good for her fourth kill. 17-11. Friesendorf comes into the front row for the Vikes. And Tori Whelan back to serve it away. She has 11 service points in this match. 17-11. A reminder, more high school volleyball Thursday. We will be in in Elwood for the Pirate Triangular with Loomis and Axtell starting at 5:30. Serves across. The tough one, Kearney can't handle it. It's an ace serve for Tori Whelan, her second of this set. 18-11 Northwest. Let's see if she can keep things going. Northwest has had two servers, Whelan and Shimmer, that the Kearney can't stop. Applegate, short set, Higgins blocked up front, ace blocked again by Emily Jones. Jones and Keel unofficially, each with three ace blocks, which is the total of six for this Viking team. 19-11. And Whelan serves again. The serve goes right down the middle, steel handles. There is the set. Applegate, attack Trimble. McNeilis with another good dig in the back row. Back row swing. Bachman got it over to Smith, and she can't return it. That was not Bachman. That was actually Whelan that got it across. So Tori gets a service point. She gets a kill for pushing it across from the back row. It's 20-11, and another run being put on here by Northwest and Tori Whelan at the service line. Katie Smith takes the service to the right side. There's a good look for Soto, but again, McNeil is with another dig in the back row. Set out to Friesendorf. Instead, it'll be taken by Teal. Northwest on the defense. Here's Smith to set it across. Free ball over to the Viking. Here's a quick set middle. Carney Teal will put it down off the assist from Emily Jones. It's now 21-11. And checking in for Northwest, Mackenzie Brown. She's just a freshman. She played in the reserve match. We're being told she might be the next star here for Northwest, a very solid freshman. Serve is across by Whelan, 21-11. The attack by the Bearcats is taken over by Persona. Return back over to block there by Higgins. Now a free ball. Higgins is blocked right back. Carney High will set it across. Northwest now with an opportunity to the outside. Friesendorf, she put it into the net. Attack there, point Carney. But again, that was five in a row for Grand Island Northwest. Three in a row, six in a row. Then we got a little even back and forth, but now five in a row, and they're up by nine, 21-12, as Lauren Posada will serve it here for Carney High. Stays in the back row, and Friesendorf will get a good swing from the back row. Applegate sets Carney. Smith on the outside, got it down and good off the tip. Katie Smith with her third kill. But again, a big hole for the Bearcats to try and dig out of. They need to find some momentum, though. Still some volleyball to be played as we play the best of five in this duel tonight here at Rosencrantz. Posada's serve and out of rotation going to be called on Northwest. So that has happened to both teams tonight once, and it goes down as an ace serve for Posada. That will be the first official ace for Carney High, 21-14. And Posada takes it across, stays in the back row off McNeilis, and Brown with a good swing from the 10-foot line. Caitlin Steele big, middle attack Higgins, tries to dump it in the back row. It's played there. Now the middle attack, Keel, and Keel will hammer it home for her fourth kill of the game, sixth of the match. 22-14, Grand Island Northwest, and back to serve it away will be Keel. She had an ace serve earlier in the game. Northwest 3 points away from a 2-0 lead. Right down the line to Smith. Good pass, Applegate. Set back to Smith on the left side, and she'll hammer it to deep. And out of bounds, 23-14. Northwest will have senior Morgan Garner come in here for a couple of points. And Friesendorf will check out. Keel to serve it away again, 23-14 Vikes. Couple of steps and fires it a little deeper, but Steele with the pass to Applegate. Smith from the 10-foot line takes it across. Handled there by Whelan. Stays in the back row. Whelan will punch it over off a partial block. The Bearcats will play. Right side, Trimble. She's blocked up front. Good thing in the back row by Persona. And Carney will be able to get it across with Smith. Here is the set shimmer. Right side, Brown. And Brown on the attack into the net. Point, Carney. Checking back in, Kaylee Perting. Back to serve it, Caitlin Steele. 23-15, Northwest. And they're up again. The left-handed serve by Steele is across. Northwest sets middle and tips it across. Picked up there by Applegate. Outside Smith over the double block, but also too long. And out of bounds, it'll be game point for Northwest. And to serve it will be the freshman, Mackenzie Brown. 24-15 Vikings, a point away from a 2-0 lead. And the serve. Right down the line, a strong serve. Carney is able to keep it alive. Trimble takes it over. Dig by McNeilis. Outside they'll go. The attack is taken over by Garner. Free ball. Can't put it away. Carney will have it again. Smith passes it across. Picked up there by Garner. Set right side, Brown. Brown on the swing. It's passed right back over. Northwest tries again. Brown sets it outside to Garner. Garner goes to the corner and gets the kill. Morgan Garner gets her first kill of the match. And Grand Island Northwest wins it by a score of 25-15. They win the first set 25-13, second set 25-15. Northwest leads Carney 2-0. Back with some numbers in a minute on KKPR.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years.
proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
And welcome back to Rosencrantz Gym here at Northwest High School in Grand Island. Let's take a look at the unofficial numbers we had from the second set. First of all, for Kearney High, Sarah Applegate, two service points. Kaylee Fertig, an ace block and two kills. Katie Smith had a kill. Lauren Posoto, two service points. One was an ace, one kill. Katie Higgins had an ace block and a kill. Celan Trimble had a service point and a kill. And Josie Clark had one service point. Six kills, two ace blocks, and one ace serve for Kearney. For Northwest, Tori Whelan, once again, strong at the service line. 9 points in the game, two of them were aces. She even had a kill. Tess Merrill, one kill. Morgan Garner, one kill. Tori Friesendorf, one kill. Kearney Keel, two service points. One was an ace. She had an ace block and four kills. Emily Jones, two ace blocks and three kills in the game. Michaela Schimmer, three service points. One was an ace, one kill. Courtney Patterson had two kills. And Mackenzie Brown had a service point. Northwest had 14 kills, three ace blocks, four ace serves as the Vikings win game two over Kearney 25-15. And they're up two games to none. We'll be back with the third set on KKPR right after this.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Along with our producer-engineers, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda here at Rosencrantz Gymnasium in Grand Island, where we are bringing you Tri-City Varsity Volleyball action tonight in this Northwest Kearney High duel. Northwest is up two sets to none, 25-13, 25-15. Kearney High will serve it away to start our third set, and that brings the setter, Sarah Applegate, up. Red Cloud has swept Silver Lake tonight, 25-22, 23-10 in a match heard on the breeze, 94.5 FM, as Northwest goes quickly to Kearney Keel. Good job by Kearney to run that down and keep it alive back to Northwest, and they'll tip it over. Bearcats now are turning things around from the defense to the offense with some miscommunication, and they have to bump it across. Free ball here to the outside, Merrill, and she will just be deep. Boy, it was a wide-open corner there, and Tess missed it by about 3 inches. And Kearney High will score the first point off the serve of Applegate. She is the team's leading scorer from the service line tonight with 7 points. Higgins and Fertig each have 4 kills to lead the way. Northwest, long slide there, and a good angle attack out of good by Kearney Keel. That is her 7th kill. That leads the team. Emily Jones has 6. Tess Merrill has 5. Keel and Jones each have 3 ace blocks. Schimmer and Whelan both over double digits in service points. And Whelan, Schimmer is back to serve. Here's Trimble off the net, back across. It's shoved over by Jones. Kearney will pick it up. Back row attack by Smith. Finds a lane, gets it to Bachman in the back row. Here is Jones. She'll get the kill. Emily Jones with that left-handed attack gets her 7th kill. And Northwest up 2-1. Whenever the match is over, stay with us for the final stats and coaches' interviews on the Misco Sports postgame show whenever our match is done. Nice serve by Michaela Schimmer. That is her 4th. She had 2 in the opening game, 1 last game, and 1 here, the number one server in the Viking rotation. Don't forget college volleyball tomorrow night. Top 12 battle. It is Nebraska and Iowa State. here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Triple with the tip. Good up that time by Schimmer and tipped across by Keel. Carney to the outside for Soda on the swing. They've kept her quiet tonight with just one kill. And now Merrill on the return. Good dig there by the Bearcats and Katie Smith. It'll be slapped across by Higgins, and that's going to work. Northwest passed it back into the net. Katie Higgins with her fifth kill. Bearcat volleyball, 3-2. Northwest and back to serve it away. It's going to be number 8, Lauren Posota. One of the senior starters along with Tribble and Smith. Serve across. McNeilis had to go way low to pick it up. And again, it's just punched over by Keel. Starting to the outside, Smith had to readjust. And Bachman with a dig, sent outside Merrill. Blocked up front by Trimble, digs the block on Carney's side. Set Smith left side, she'll go towards the middle. Another good dig by Bachman. Here's the set left side, and again, Malefty Jones, but this time Carney's ready on the dig by Applegate, and it's tipped over by Smith, and nobody picks it up. Give the kill to Katie Smith. Both back row players thought the other was going to pick it up, and it falls in between. Posota now to serve it again. Tied at 3, early in game 3. And she'll go deep corner. Handled there by Merrill. Overpass close to the net. And we have got a back row attack called here on Northwest. Michaela Schimmer just was supposed to set, but she's in the back row. The overpass, she tried to knock it over, and the officials were on top of that. 4-3, Carney. And Posota again serves it across. Here is the outside Merrill off the block. It's dug out there again by Applegate. Set right side Trimble off the back foot. Got some power on it. Picked up by McNeilis. And from the back row, it'll be sent across there by Bachman. Carney overpass, and Northwest with a missed swing. Haven't seen that much tonight, but a few errors here in game 3 early on, and Northwest trails 5-3. And we say a few errors because of the 5 points. Only 2 have come off Carney kills. Line drive serve has to be taken by Keel in the front row. Standing spike across by Jones from the 10-foot line. Applegate, a set from her knees, and Smith is too deep on the attack. Side out for the Northwest Vikings. Again, after tonight, both teams are off until next Tuesday when Carney travels to North Platte and Northwest travels to Aurora. Serve coming up now for Tori Whelan. She has 15 points from the service line in the first 2 sets. Across it goes. Smith, big swing. Off the net, down and good. Katie Smith with a couple of nice ones here in a row. And the Bearcats will get the ball back, 6-4. Back to serve it away will be Caitlin Steele. And the serve is going to be right on the line, but wide. Tried to put it on the line, but missed it by about the length or the width of the ball. And a service error for the Bearcats. And for Carney, that is their first service error of the match. Highly unusual in this day and age. Serve of the cross here by Keel. Northwest waiting for the return. Trimble, good swing, and there's a nice dig by Schimmer. Has to be punched across at the back row, and it works for Tori Whelan. Whelan with her second kill, and we are tied at 6. And Keel will serve it away again. Carney hasn't done a whole lot of damage from that service line. Only 3 points in the match. That serve is off the mark for Carney. They'll run it down and got it to Trimble. She'll drive it over. Northwest has it. Friesendorf off the block. Jig made back row Applegate with the set. Oh, it's tipped across there, luckily, by Furtig. The miscommunication. She had to do it flat-footed. Triple on the attack and blocked up front by Courtney Patterson. Patterson with the block on the double team up there. We'll give it to her. And it is 7-6. Now Carney has to be careful that Northwest doesn't go on another one of those 4-5-6-point runs because that's what they're about ready to do. Trouble in the back row on serve receive. Carney will be able to pass it across. Friesendorf keeps it alive. They get it back to Torrey, and her attack dug out back row by Posota, and nobody gets to it. The center couldn't get around her teammate, and Friesendorf will get the kill. Just her third, and 4 in a row now for Northwest to take the lead up to 8-6. Keel fires away again. Posota with a dig. Smith left side takes it right down the line, but is out of bounds. Makes it 9-6. Carney has battled at different times with Northwest, but this is what always happens. Northwest, they don't just get 2-1. They get 5 or 6 in a row, and there's an ace serve. Indecision on the back row, and a lift is called, and a timeout will be taken by Carney High. Carney Keel with her second ace serve. The Vikings have scored six in a row, and they're now up 10-6 in the third set after winning the first two. More volleyball after this on KKPR.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
And welcome back to Rosencrantz Gym. They've been doing such a good job, I haven't even got to make fun of the officials tonight. Cindy Parr and Tim Higgins doing a great job so far here. We'll see if that threw the jinx on him. The serve is across by Kearney Keel out of the Kearney timeout. Northwest up 10-6. Set outside Jones with a powerful left-handed attack. The eighth kill for Emily Jones, and every one of them that goes down, pretty familiar. They'll place them. She's got pretty good swing on her. And Keel to serve it away again, and Kearney's got to get that ball back here. Picked up Posada, short set middle. The attack by Fertig is blocked up front. And it looks like Emily Jones was part of that one up front again. They're doing a good job of getting the double team up there. 12-6. That's eight in a row by Northwest. Keel serve picked up, and Kearney goes to the outside. Smith miss hit it. 13-6. And Northwest has had, this will be about the fifth long run of the night of five or more points from any one server. And that'll end right here on a service error. So, after rattling off a bunch of points, eight in a row from the service line, finally Northwest will give it back. And the jump serve of Thielen Trimble now finding Kearney down 13-7. Set outside Friesendorf over the double block, and she'll get the kill. Torrey able to pick up kill number four in the match. 14-7. Northwest will rotate in. Here's Jimmy Rogers. Kearney will bring in Parker Straka as a defensive replacement in the back row. And for Rogers, she has not picked up a point yet on serve. And we'll try and change this here. Northwest 25-13, 25-15 in the first two sets over Kearney. And they now lead 14-7 in the service eight. Again, just misplayed to the back row that time. And Rogers able to get on the board. Don't forget what we're all done, the Misco Sports Post Game Show. More volleyball Thursday from the Fort Kearney Conference. The Elwood Triangular with Loomis and Axtell, who are both unbeaten going into the night, starts at 5:30 on Thursday. The serve is across by Rogers. Steal in the half. Applegate gets it to the middle. Smith able to roll it off the block. Down and good. Katie Smith with her team high sixth kill. Three of those coming in this game. And into the ball game to serve for Coach Owens is Josie Clark. Trying to keep this night of volleyball alive. The Bearcats will need a run of their own. They've only had a couple tonight. Friesendorf gets it across. The attack is going to be deep and out of bounds. Kearney wanted the Northwest center called in the net, but it doesn't matter. The attack is deep, and the Bearcats will pick up the point. Clark usually picks up a point, maybe two, on her serve tonight. And she gets one there. And the junior fires this one across to McNeilis. Set to the outside, and the attack into the net. So three in a row here for the Bearcats. Trying to get back into this third game, and if they can do that, maybe get back into the match. 15-10, Northwest. And Clark draws back the bow and fires that arrow across. Set to the outside, 10-foot line, shimmer. Picked up the back row by Clark. Dumped across there by Applegate. Great save there by Jamie Rogers, and it's sent over to Kearney. To the outside, Posada. She's blocked. Oh, and a good up there by the Bearcats. Free ball to Northwest, and it's tipped down on the line and good. Michaela Shimmer gets the kill. Fertig had a great dig in that rally, as did Rogers. Some good play, and Northwest ends up with the point, 16-10. And ready to serve it up now. Kaylee Bachman is back into the ball game for Northwest. Kearney needs to get the ball right back. Can't afford to fall behind anymore. Applegate sets outside. Good look for Soto. Cross corner. Bachman's there. Here's the set by Rogers. Outside attack. Off the tip. Merrill gets it over. Carney has it middle. Tipped over to Soto. Right back across Schimmer on a dump over. Carney goes back row. Smith, and it clipped the net and shot out of bounds. The error will give the ball to Northwest. 17-10. Carney has one timeout remaining. Northwest has not had to use one tonight. They've always had the lead. Overpass. And a free ball attack. Tess Merrill down and good. Only time they haven't had the lead. Carney got out to a 3-1 lead in game one, and they scored the first point in this game. But Northwest has been the first to 10 in every game. Carney's last lead in this match was 6-4 earlier in this set, and then that's when Northwest scored 8 in a row. 9 in a row, actually. 18-10 here. Here comes a big swing by Posada. It hits the net, and did it stay in? Yes, it did. Posada gets just her second kill of the night. Northwest has done a good job keeping an eye on her, and Fertig will go back and serve it away. At 18-11, over to Merrill. Stays in the back row. Run down and set across. Bearcats scramble. Get it to the outside. It's taken across by Posada. Returned by Schimmer. Hard. Handle the back row. Smith. Back row attack. Straka. She'll take it across to McNeilis. Outside attack Merrill off the back foot. Smith with the dig. Here is Carney. Middle. They're just going to dump it over there. Set it into the back row with Higgins. Rogers sets outside. Schimmer on the attack. Good rally going here. Bearcat volleyball. Back row attack. Straka got it down and good for her first kill of the match. Parker Straka. 18-12. Fertig with her first point on serve tonight. Bearcats needing a little run. Let's see if they can manage one. Northwest to the outside. Schimmer blocked up front that time, but it stays alive off the Higgins block. Northwest returns again. Carney, Applegate, Higgins will tip it over. Stays in the front row. Northwest trying to make quick work, and it goes through the center's hand. Again, a little warm in here. Could start a little damp on the volleyball. Three in a row now by Carney. Fertig to serve again. Down by five. Strong serve and out of bounds. Trying to be aggressive. It sailed on her, and it's 19-13 Northwest. Keel back into the front row for Northwest. Steel back into the back row as the libero for Carney. And to serve it, Kaylee Werner is going to check in. Of course, everybody knows Kelsey. This is Kaylee. Carney gets the attack outside. Katie Higgins will terminate her sixth. And the Bearcats will get it back. And Keelan Trimble will check in. And Straka will check out. Sarah Applegate's turn to serve it away. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics throughout the season here on Classic Hits. Northwest up 2-0 and up 19-14 here as the serves across. Slide outside. Keel on the cut. The dig is made by Applegate, and the punch over. Northwest will handle. Here's Merrill. One arm up in the back row by Smith. Carney goes outside to Posada, sets back corner. Backpedaling Bachman goes and gets it. Outside Merrill over the block. It's tipped and it's down and good. Tess Merrill with her seventh kill. 20-14 Northwest. And back to serve it away, Michaela Schimmer. I have her for 16 points at the service line tonight. Four of them are aces. That's one more than Tori Whelan has. She's got 15 points. Schimmer had 11 in a row to end the first game. Serve across. Carney goes middle. The attack that time by Higgins blocked. A little ping pong back over to Northwest. Tipped across there. Softly by Jones. Carney, free ball. Triple right side. Crawls over the net. Northwest can't dig it out of their own net. Give Thielen her second kill of the game. 20-15. And Lauren Posada back to serve for Carney. Northwest 5 away from the victory. Carney 5 away from tying it up. And the serve. Back row, handled there by Bachman. Stays in the back row from off the net and finding a way to drive it down is Emily Jones. Man, what an angle the big, tall Emily Jones is able to put on the ball there, and that is her ninth kill. Carney just 4 points in a row has been their biggest run all night tonight. And to serve it away again, Tori Whelan. Across to Smith. Applegate set right side. Higgins on the attack and into the net it goes. Point Northwest, 22-15. And Whelan now with 16 points in the match. Serves again. Handled there by Smith. Overpass, free ball, hammered home, Northwest and Kearney Keele. And Whelan serves it away again, trying to finish off the match here. Just an overpass on that last strong serve. Here's another good serve. Smith, though, gets it to Applegate, sets it back to Smith on the outside. She's blocked up front. Good dig that time by Steele. And Kearney able to return. Northwest to Friesendorf. Shimmer sets middle. Here's Keel across the deal to Steele. That's right, a little run. Back row attack. Oh, Posoda. Oh, she went up and her ankle gave out. She slipped on the floor. But it looks like she's okay. Oh, man, you just see that and you think, uh-oh. And it is match point now for Tori Whelan. Posoda's okay. 24-15. Whelan, why not? She's got 18 points already, trying to make it 19. And the serve, handled by Smith. Applegate set. Smith on the attack. She'll tough it down and we'll play on. Katie Smith with her seventh kill. But Kearney has to score eight in a row to keep it alive. And Caitlin Steele will serve. It's still match point for Northwest, leading 24-16. And Caitlin Steele with the serve. Into the back corner to Friesendorf. Shimmer's set. Off balance, punched over there by Keel. Dig is made by Applegate. Pass back over quickly to Northwest. Set Friesendorf at the 10-foot line, and she'll put it into the block that time of Fertig. Case blocked by Kearney Hines, so they'll pick up a point. But it looks like Northwest is going to improve to 11-2 here. As the serve by Steele. Floats into the back row to McNeilis. Pass to Shimmer. Set outside. Tipped over Jones. Blocked up front by Fertig. Northwest has it. Has to pass it across. Ooh, Northwest almost got that to fall. Outside Smith for Kearney. Off the tip, down and good. So Kearney High with three in a row, but it's still 24-18. Northwest has timeouts if it gets serious. In the Misco Sports postgame show coming up. Steele with the serve, needing to keep it in. That's the important thing here to McNeilis. Shimmer, slide, right side. Keel attack is out of bounds. Northwest all of a sudden looks like they're not following through, and so Coach Diane Rose forced to call her first timeout of the night. We'll take it along with them. They're still a point away from the match. Northwest up 2-0 and 24-19. We'll be right back.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Well, out of the timeout, Northwest still leads 24-19 here in the third game and 1 point away from the match. With this four in a row by Kearney equals their longest run of the entire night, which they had earlier in this set. They were down 3-1, took a 5-3 lead. Caitlin Steele to serve, trying to keep the match alive here for the Bearcats, 24-19. And Steele serve into the corner. Friesendorf, a little trouble with that one, stays in the back row. Friesendorf on the attack, and it's deep and out of bounds. Point Kearney, 24-20. So a little bit of positive here, but it's more Northwest errors than Kearney putting it away. Steele, good serve. McNeilis picks it up, set to the outside, and Jones will put it down, and that will end the match. Emily Jones with her 10th kill will finish things off here for Grand Island Northwest, and they will win it in a sweep over the Kearney High Bearcats, 25-13, 25-15, and 25-20. As Northwest improves to 11-2 on the season, Kearney will fall to 3-9, and we'll have all the numbers and coaches' interviews coming up on the Misco Sports Postgame Show in 1 minute on KKPR.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back to Rosencrantz Gym here in Grand Island, where it is time now for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. You can get your game on at Misco's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Misco's will be better equipped for the games you play, open 7 days a week and late night on Thursday. Grand Island Northwest in a straight set victory tonight over Kearney High. We'll talk with hopefully both the coaches. And we'll give you all of the final stats coming up in just a couple of moments. Northwest improves to 11-2 on the season. First off, the numbers in that third set for the Kearney High Bearcats. Sarah Applegate had one service point. Kaylee Fertig had two service points and ace block. Caitlin Steele, four service points. Katie Smith had five kills in that game. Parker Straka had a kill. Lauren Posota had three service points and a kill. Katie Higgins, two kills. Keelan Trimble had a kill. And Josie Clark had two service points. I had Kearney for 10 kills, which was the most they had in any of the sets. One ace block, but no ace serves as Kearney drops game three. For Grand Island Northwest, Kaylee Bachman had two service points. Jamie Rogers had an ace serve. Tori Wieland had three service points and a kill. Tess Merrill had two kills. Tori Priesendorf had two kills. Kearney Keel, she had eight consecutive service points in that game. One was an ace. She had two kills. Emily Jones had an ace block and four kills. Michaela Schimmer, two service points in that game. One was an ace, one kill. And Courtney Patterson had an ace block. If the numbers are right, that would be 12 kills here for Northwest in the third set. They were able to chalk up two more ace blocks. And as far as ace serves go, three, as Northwest wins game three by a score of 25-20. We'll come back and give you the cumulative stats and chat with the coach right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Design life. Begin here at Floor to Ceiling. Countertops, cabinetry, every kind of flooring. Whatever you imagine for your home, our showroom has it all. Floor to Ceiling. Design life. Begin here. West Highway 30, Grand Island.
Come to the Nebraska Wedding Guides Fall Bridal Show this Sunday from noon to 4 in the old Hobby Lobby building in the Grand Island Mall. Visit the Roses for You booth for great ideas and plans. And remember that you can always visit rosesforyou.com 24 hours a day.
Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And as always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors and to all the folks here at Northwest for their hospitality. As we are back with you on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, Coach Diane Rose will join us in a moment. She's been talking to some of the players, and let's take a look at the final stats of our match. Here's what we had unofficially. First of all, for Kearney High, Sarah Applegate led the team in serving with 7 points. She had one kill. Kaylee Fertig had two service points, two ace blocks, and four kills. Caitlin Steele had five service points. Katie Smith led the team in kills tonight with eight, five of those coming in the final set. Parker Straka had one kill. Lauren Posota, five service points. One was an ace, two kills. Katie Higgins had an ace block and six kills. Keelan Trimble had one service point, two kills. And Josie Clark came in with five service points. I had Kearney for 24 kills, three ace blocks, one ace serve. And the ace serve actually was an out-of-rotation called on Northwest. As the Bearcats fall to 3-9, and next Tuesday they will be at North Platte. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for Grand Island Northwest. Once again, Coach Diane Rose able to get a bunch of her kids into the ball game, and they all able to contribute here tonight. Kaylee Bachman, I had her for three service points. Jamie Rogers had an ace serve. Tori Wieland had 19 service points tonight. Two of them were aces, two kills. Tess Merrill, 7 kills. Morgan Garner had 1 kill. Tori Priesendorf, 4 kills. Carney Keel had a total of 10 service points tonight. 2 of them were aces. She had 3 ace blocks and 8 kills. Emily Jones, 4 ace blocks, and she led the team with 10 kills tonight. Michaela Schimmer tonight had a total of 16 service points. 4 of them were aces. She had the final 11 points in game 1. She had 3 kills. Courtney Patterson had an ace block and 2 kills, and Mackenzie Brown chipped in with 1 service point. I had Northwest with 37 kills, 8 ace blocks, and 9 ace serves as they sweep Kearney 25-13, 15-20 to improve to 11-2 on the season. They're also off until next Tuesday when they head to Aurora, and then they're back home on the 25th for their tournament. And here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, Diane Rose, the head coach of the Vikings, joins us. And Coach, until the final 5 or 6 points, your kids really kept things rolling all night long. You were able to get a lot of runs going. Kearney played back and forth with you at times, but boy, you had so many times tonight where you had 5, 6, 8 point runs, that crazy 12 point run at the end of game 1. Your kids just found a way to get consistent, get in a groove and keep in a groove.
You know, we didn't have a great practice yesterday, and I was a little bit worried about homecoming and distractions and all of that. And we continue to come together. I mean, we're continuing to make progress. Every single game we're improving in little ways and in different ways, but serving aggressively was one way that I really wanted to see them come out. And I tell you what, that was probably one of the best things that I saw tonight, was our aggressive serving and for our blocking. And Emily Jones was questionable to play, and she played fantastic. So, you know, it's a great team effort. I really can't pick individuals out, and I've already done that, but I'm really, really proud of the way my team played tonight.
And with the aggressive serving, I only had you for 3 errors in that department tonight. Very few errors along the match till the very, very end there. I suppose when you look at the tape and figure it up, the hitting percentage is going to be pretty good tonight.
You're exactly right. And that, you know, if you serve aggressive, I think that's probably, and that's what was one of our goals tonight, because Kearney's got a lot of hitters. They got some size. They're very athletic. And I thought if we served aggressive and tried to get them to have some passing problems, maybe they wouldn't be able to swing so much. And so I think that really helped us. Plus, I thought we passed bullets. I thought we did a nice job of passing some of their serves and getting it to all of our hitters. And setters did a nice job of distributing it. And I think our efficiency's got to be pretty good.
And you didn't miss many free balls. When Kearney sent one over, Emily or Kearney or whoever was up front hammered it home in a hurry.
Yeah, and that's one thing. You know, we talked about that even at the Central Cali game. We didn't get a lot of free balls from them, but if a team sends us a lot of free balls, we're going to win 99% of those. I would put bets on that, because my kids ball handle very well, and they understand that that ball's got to go right to the setter and everybody's going. And so, again, a great effort all overall for my kids, and we had to play well. And I think Kearney's got a nice team, and they're going to win some games, so I'm very pleased.
Northwest coach Diane Rose is with us here on the Misco's post-game show. You told me before the match you've been pleased with the way your team's playing, even in the loss Saturday to Central Catholic, and you're able again to do. You're not doing it with 6 or 7 kids. You've got your rotation. You've got some kids that can come in, and again, they all contribute. You even find a spot for a couple of kids that doesn't get a lot of playing time. Morgan Garner came in. Mackenzie Brown came in. You find a way to shuffle them in and get some contributions from them as well.
That's, I think, important. I think everybody is understanding their role, finding little places for them to have a piece of the success. And then you get some of those younger kids and I got some great athletes that need to get on the floor. And that's how you build your program, is gain them a little bit of experience here and there so they know what it feels like, make them hungry, have a little bit of court time, and then next year they just kind of flow in. And we'll lose good kids, but we're going to have some good kids coming too.
Well, Diane, we always have been doing this match for a number of years, so we're always at the same point when we talk about this. You've played a lot of matches already. You got 13. You get a little bit of a break here where you're not playing every Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. You're off until Aurora. Aurora's a little bit down, but then you got the Northwest invite coming in. You'll see some action there. Then you get another week before you head out west for the annual Scotts Bluff Caring Tournament. Talk about the rest of the month and the competition you're going to see.
Great question. This is where we kind of catch our breath. We watch some tape, we do a little conditioning, we rest up a little bit first, and then we do some conditioning.
I
should put that in there. I think my kids are tired. I really think their bodies are fatigued. 13 games, even in the Class A, there's not a lot of teams that have played that many games already. And we've got homecoming and the dance and everything coming up this week. And then we'll refocus. We'll clean up some things. We'll sit down and I'll show them some statistical things on paper. We'll, like I said, watch a little bit of things on DVD. Just little things, little adjustments, and go from there.
And before we let you go, just for the fans, who's going to be coming up for your invite here in a couple of weeks, and how's that all look?
It's going to be another good invite. We got Columbus SCOTUS, which is always a really good team. Omaha Scut, which I'm excited about having them here. York has got an up-and-coming team that is really playing some good ball. Lexington, and then you throw us in there, and I don't know where we figure into the mix sometimes, but I'm excited about the teams coming in. It's great volleyball. It's something that we like to have kids that play some good competition here at home, and I think the fans will like it too.
Well, Diane, as always, thanks for chatting with us. We hope to see you again soon and keep things rolling with the girls.
Thank you, Doug.
Thanks, Diane. We'll take a break. Be back with more. Wrap it up on the Misco Sports postgame show after this.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the break to the downtown Kearney Center. See it before the games begin. Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, all the top brand names. Husker gear, Loper gear, hooded sweatshirts as it cools down. You're going to be outside at cross country and football games and all that's going on. We're also going to get a chance to talk with Jason Owens, which is good because their locker room is always quite a ways across. And Jason's going to sneak back in. So before we completely wrap things up, Coach Jason Owens joins us. And first chance that we've had to see the Bearcats play. And, Coach, I guess this has kind of been the story all year long. You compete for parts of every game, but, boy, Northwest just went on way too many 4 points, 6 points, a couple even longer runs in the match tonight. When you look good, when you didn't make, I guess, the service error or the serve-receive mistakes, you clicked along. But just too many runs that Northwest put on.
Yeah, we had too much undisciplined volleyball tonight, and that's one thing about Northwest is they're always disciplined. And when you're undisciplined, they make those holes very evident that you have at that point.
I guess explain to the fans what you see as undisciplined, just as far as passing, as far as where the ball needs to go, what you're looking for.
With our team this season, it's been a little bit of everything. You know, against Holders, when we lost that five-gamer, we had 50 serving and hitting errors. Our serve receive that night was real solid. Tonight, our serve receive was a little more suspect, and our hitting was a lot better. So it just kind of depends on the match, where we're at, and what we're undisciplined in. And it's something that's getting better as the season rolls along, because we didn't have a lot of experience coming in, and we're getting that experience match by match, and it's getting better and better. But the losses are starting to mount, and we don't like that.
You came out and you played very well. It's 13-13 in game one, and then just they start the first run that they have tonight. You're down two sets to none. You don't fall down. You don't roll over. You come out and play well early in game three, and you tried to make a run there at the end. When you're doing things well, what is going right?
Well, the one thing about my team is these kids don't quit. You know, you could see it there when we were down, I think it was 24-16 or 17, and you know, we forced Diane to call a timeout there. Because we battled back. And I told the kids after the match, I said, you know, that last run you had, you played with discipline. And look where it got you. It got you close and close and close. And I said, if you play more of the match with that discipline, that's when the wins start to come.
Kind of the same story here. You guys have already put in 12 matches, and it kind of quiets down. You're going to get to play a little bit at home. You're off for a week here. Talk about what's still coming up for you with the Fremont and then the Triangular with East and Norfolk.
Well, it'll be nice to play at home. We haven't been at home all season. you know, Fremont is an opponent that we match up well against and one that we can compete real well against. And if we start playing with disciplined ball, we'll get some more wins.
Well, of course, at North Platte next week before you get to come back home, they did shut down, or at least they kept Lauren Posota, who's you got three kids that are about the same as far as number of kills. They kept her out, but Katie Smith had a few good shots there as that third set moved along, probably had her best set there. And you had a couple of kids. Again, I have to apologize a little bit because the first time I've seen you, you've seen the kids, but you see a girl like Josie Clark come in, served pretty good for you tonight. Some names that I haven't seen. Sarah, they ran her all over, obviously. When you're trying to run down serve-receive, they ran her all over from the setter position. And she, when the ball was there, she seemed to be doing the right things with it from time to time.
Yeah, when the ball's there, Sarah does a great job distributing it around and running the offense. And most of the time this year, the ball's been there, and we've been able to get into that. We just made those hitting errors. And tonight it seemed we didn't make as many hitting errors, but we couldn't get in our offense because the passing wasn't there. Kaylee Furtick tonight was one that really impressed me. Her net presence tonight was outstanding. She really was stealing blocks and putting the ball down, and she'd been struggling with those steals of blocks for a couple matches now. So I was really encouraged the way she came out with that.
Well, Coach, let's get a few of those runs on the Bearcats side here the next couple of weeks and get a few more wins up there for you.
We'll get after it. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Jason. Jason Owens, head volleyball coach of the Kearney Bearcats, and that will wrap up our coverage tonight. We'll be back with you on Thursday. It's going to be a little Fort Kearney Conference triangular action from Elwood, Loomis, and Axtell, who went into the night undefeated, are the two teams coming in, and Elwood's not too shabby themselves. 5:30, the first match coming your way on Thursday. Friday, high school volleyball or football Overton at Kennesaw here on KKPR. Kearney Catholic hosting Cambridge on ESPN 1460. For our producer engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Gooda saying thanks for joining us again. The final tonight, Northwest sweeps Kearney 25-13, 15, and 20. We'll see you Thursday. Good night, everyone.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcast of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to KKPR.com.
Every year there's so much to see and do and learn at Husker Harvest Days. This year, stop in and see the gang at the Island Supply Welding booth on site. You know they'll have Husker Harvest Day specials both at the booth and at their store just west of the Husker Highway turnoff on West Highway 30. Make it a point to visit Island Supply Welding for the latest products and the best advice. Island Supply Welding, Grand Island, Hastings, Columbus, and Norfolk, and now online at islandsupplywelding.com.
Killian Motors wants to uncomplicate your life by offering you the